Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, one word suits to a T the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. Delicious. That's the word for Kroger Tender Ray, the best-eating beef you've ever tasted. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. Yes, Kroger Tender Ray beef is world famous because no other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And listen, Kroger guarantees it's the best-eating beef you've ever served, or your money back. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut. And remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray beef, you know it's fresh, it's tender, it's delicious. Make that trip soon to your Kroger store for Kroger Tender Ray beef, the finest beef value in town. And now, Hearts in Harmony. A day in May is a velvet thing, a day of sun and flowers, a day of green grass, white clouds, and a sky of gentle blue. A day in May means a light print dress, a man with his coat off and the top down on the car. May means a house with open windows, the putting up of screens, new paint on the winter-beaten porch. For May is outdoors and more than a page of the calendar, more than a time of the year, more than a month. May is a frame of mind. On a sun-bathed hillside, Penny Gibbs says,
"Oh, no, May won't last forever. There are just so many days like this. And when they go, this feeling will go with them."
"Oh, no, 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 Penny. You love this day, this time, this place. Not for itself, but well, for the way you look at it."
"I don't understand that."
"Well, I don't know quite how to explain. Maybe I shouldn't try."
"Why not?"
"Well, you'll think I'm leading up to something."
"No."
"You wouldn't like that, would you? Penny, I said you wouldn't like that, would you? Well, why don't you answer me?"
"Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said."
"Didn't you?"
"No."
"You mean you didn't want to hear it?"
"Honestly, I didn't. I was thinking."
"Oh. About what?"
"Oh, lots of things. Some that made sense, some that didn't. None of them important." "Oh, I like you, Johnny."
"Oh, you do?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Since when?"
"Oh, since 100 million years ago.
Since 1 million years before we even met?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Well, I'll tell you something that might shock and surprise you, Penny."
"What?"
"I like you, too."
"Now, that's nice to know."
"Penny."
"Mm-hmm."
"What made you suddenly say you like me?"
"Oh, golly, I don't know. Maybe because it's such a long time since I told you so."
"Well, it's been a long time since you had to tell me. And I don't mean by that that I've been sure of you, Penny. I'm not sure of you. Never have been, never will be. It's just that we've proved for years that we like each other."
"You've certainly proved that you like me."
"Well, not any more than you've proved your feelings for me. You know what?"
"You what?"
"Oh, nothing. Let's figure out the shape of the cloud again, huh?"
"They don't seem to have any particular shapes right now. They just seem to be clouds."
"Oh. Well, now you sound the way I did a few minutes ago. Practical."
"Oh, why should we imagine anything when what's real right now is so wonderful?"
"Good thought."
"No, it's much more than a thought. It's a fact. This day is awfully wonderful. It's awfully real."
"Rather content, aren't you?"
"Yeah. I'm thoroughly content."
"Well, how would you like it if life were always just like this, one day after another, with nothing to do but lie in the grass on a sunlit hillside and watch the sky?"
"I don't think I would like it, Johnny."
"Why not?"
"Oh, because part of the fun of life is trying to accomplish things. Most of the contentment in life comes from the success of those attempts, too."
"You mean you wouldn't like never to have a worry? You Or care or an obligation?
Well, I prefer not to have too many worries, but cares and obligations make life interesting. Oh, Johnny, if life were nothing but a day like this, it'd be too perfect. Couldn't appreciate them.
Then you're not a perfectionist.
Well, I like things to be as perfect as possible.
But you're not unhappy with things and persons who fall short of perfection, are you?
Not a bit. I'm far from perfect myself.
How right you are.
Hey, I didn't expect you to agree with me.
Well, do you want me to think you're perfect?
Oh, no, certainly not.
What do you want me to think of you?
Well, I want you to like me. Even be rather fond of me. I want you to understand that even though I make mistakes, they're honest and not willful errors. And I want you to think of me as a person with ambition, but a person who won't let her ambition stand in the way of simple happiness or hurt her family and friends. Well, I want you to think of me as...
As a girl I used to know who's a woman now. A woman who wants a husband, a home, and a family. As a woman, a beautiful young woman. A woman who's brought happiness to others and now deserves happiness herself. As a person
Johnny,
too practical to expect perfection within herself or to demand it from others. As a person who's arrived where the path of life goes off in two directions. And she must decide now in which of those two directions she should go.
Oh, Johnny. Johnny, this is much too nice an afternoon for a decision.
Well, Penny, you admit, don't you, that you have to make one?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Why not make it now?
Because?
Well, because is never an answer.
I know it isn't.
Well, why put it off, Penny? Don't say a day like this is what keeps you from it. And besides, it isn't just the day that's so pleasant anyway. As I said before, it's the way you feel inside.
As long as I feel this way, I don't want to make that decision, Johnny.
Why not?
Why should I? I'm much too content with things as they are.
Self-satisfied, huh?
No, I'm not self-satisfied, but I am pleased. I'm thoroughly satisfied, but not with myself. With the things around me and the people around me. And with the way things are going along.
Well, Penny, keep this attitude and things won't be going along. They'll be standing still.
No, nothing for me has ever stood still. Things have always been changing.
For better or worse?
Both ways. But the general trend is for the better, I think. So, you see, I have a right to be content and not to meddle with things as they are.
And just what are these things with which you're so content, Penny? What makes you so satisfied?
Oh, everything.
And everyone?
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm included in that, of course.
You're one of the people I'm most satisfied with. I always have been, you know that.
Well, I know you used to be. I know you don't think that things can ever again be the way they used to be.
Are we the way we used to be?
Oh, somewhat. I know we've changed. Time and all the things that have happened to us have changed us, but... Well, not completely, Penny. Not so much that we can't honestly say we're somewhat the same as we were years ago. A little older, of course, wise perhaps, but... Well, otherwise, pretty much the same.
I wish I could be sure of that.
But why aren't you?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just afraid to be.
Afraid? Well, there's nothing to be afraid of.
There's a lot about going back several years ago that frightens me, Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Sounds to me as if you've been considering it.
I've had to face the fact.
What fact?
The fact that we seem to be going back several years in the way we treat each other and think of each other and the things we do, enjoy doing.
Any objections?
Have you noticed any?
Well, only a slight holding back, as if you have vague doubts about something, as if you don't trust your emotions, or suspect that it's really the weather that makes you feel the way you do.
You know, you said a little while ago that the time of year has nothing to do with it. You say it's me, the way I feel inside that makes me feel the way I do, not the day.
Well, I still believe it. But, tell me something, Penny. Mm-hmm. Just how do you feel inside?
Oh, I guess I feel like this day. Very soft, very pleasant. I don't know, I have a beautiful feeling.
Mm-hmm. And, how long have you felt this way?
Oh, I don't know. A couple of days, I guess, maybe longer. I don't know, just suddenly the feeling was there as if it's always been there and I just suddenly realized it.
You mean as if it had suddenly come back?
Maybe.
Well, either way, Penny, it amounts to the same thing. I'll tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same way you do about everything and about everyone. Well, that's really not telling you anything, is it?
No, I know it's not.
Penny, you're just as sure of me as you always were. And you feel about me just as you always have. Maybe the feeling went away for a while. As a matter of fact, I know it did. It should have. And it was my fault.
Oh, it wasn't anybody's fault, Johnny. It was just a misunderstanding. It happened such a long time ago, I'd forgotten what it was all about, even.
So have I. You know where we are now, don't you? Right back where we were years ago.
I wonder about that.
I don't, Penny. I'm sure of it. And I think we've been apart, and all these things have happened to us separately for a reason.
What reason, Johnny?
But to make us realize that in spite of everything, we still love each other. And in spite of everything we may do or say to the contrary, we can't help being in love with each other.
I haven't said that I'm in love with you again.
We haven't had to say it. Not in so many words, Penny. I haven't had to say it, nor do I want to. Saying it isn't important. Showing it is the thing.
You mean I act as if I'm saying I'm in love with you again? That's what you're saying.
Penny, you are in love with me. Maybe you won't admit it to me or to yourself, but I know you are. Because, well, if you weren't, I couldn't be so much in love with you.
Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. You said that saying it wasn't very important, so I won't say it.
You don't have to. You have said it, not in words, but in a far better way. Look at me, sweetheart.
I'm looking at you.
Here are my arms around you, where they used to be, such a long time ago.
I think mine are around you, too.
Mm-hmm. So they are.
Oh, Johnny, what does it mean? Does it mean...
Penny.
Oh.
That was a kiss, Penny. You know what that means, don't you?
To me, yes, I do.
You know what it meant to me? That I'm here in Rossville. With you. Where I belong.
So, Penny Gibbs and Johnny Keith have finally admitted that they love each other. But does this mean that they will marry? Has Penny found happiness only to lose it, as she's so often done? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Why, of course, Kroger Tender Ray Beef is delicious. For it's the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender as Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And not only does Kroger offer you the best eating beef you ever tasted, Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. You see, Kroger has a special way of cutting beef that gives you more meat, less waste. Before Kroger cut beef is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Ladies, plan now to visit your Kroger store. That's the only place you can buy Kroger Tender Ray, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. And remember, at your Kroger store, you get more meat for your money. Because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon and get the finest beef value in town. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.